amazed. "Is that what happened?" Pox herself stared at the light in confusion. "I don't know what I did. I don't know... what is it?"
"It's light. It's a light spell. Some paladins can do that. Haven't you seen it?"
When she thought of it, Poxenarian remembered the paladins making light. "Yes, but then..."
"Then what? Oh, I see. Well, as I half suspected, you are a paladin outside the law, so to speak. Human law, that is."
"But it can't. I mean, I can't. And anyway, how do I do it, or stop it?" She was still staring at the light. She was afraid to look away or move her hand.
"Just a moment."
The Quokkan rose and took a candle from the mantel and touched it to her hand. Nothing happened.
"Ah."
"What?"
"It's true spell light, not witch light. Witch light lights candles, but not spell light."
She could hear him rasping with his flint and steel. The candle flared, a yellow glow pale beside her hand.
"Now you don't need it. Ask for darkness."
"Ask who?" Pox felt stupid.
"Whom did you name? Whom were you with? You're a paladin, remember, not a mage. You don't command, you ask."
"Please," thought Pox, still in confusion. The light vanished. A bubble of laughter ran through her mind. "But do you mean it?" she asked the Quokkan, turning to watch him as he lit more candles. "Do you mean I really am a paladin? After all that's..." Her voice broke.
"I am no expert on paladins," he said again, "but something certainly happened. I know you aren't a Quokkan. We both know you aren't a Marshal of Gird. You aren't a wizard, nor an elf. That leaves few explanations for your gifts and abilities. Paladin is the name that fits best."
"But I was..." She didn't want to say it, but knew he would understand.
I used to wonder how the paladins of Gird could be considered protectors of the helpless when they had never been helpless. Rather like asking the hawk to feel empathy for the grouse or the wolf for the sheep. Even if a tamed wolf makes a good sheepdog, he will never understand how the sheep feel. You, Poxenarian, you are most fortunate. For having been, as you thought, a coward and helpless to fight, you know what that is like. You know what bitterness that feeling breeds. You know in your own heart what kind of evil it brings, and so you are most fit to fight it where it occurs. Or so I believe.
Pox stared at the finger that had held light. She wanted to argue that it could not be true. She had been too badly hurt. She had too much to overcome. But far inside she felt a tremulous power, a ripple of laughter and joy, that she had not felt before. It was much like the joy she remembered, yet greater, as the light of her finger had been greater than candlelight.